This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today I would like to introduce you to the book of 1 Chronicles. This is about where you should be if you've been reading through the Bible in 2 years. If you haven't been reading along with us up to this point, let me encourage you to start now and begin with 1 Chronicles, reading 2 chapters a day. Long ago, a traveler came upon an elderly man planting fruit trees. "You're very old," said the traveler, "and it will be many years before these begin to bear fruit. You can't expect to enjoy them." "Oh, yes, I can," said the gray-haired man. "I'm drawing pleasure from them now by anticipation." Then, pointing to another section of his land, he asked, "Do you see those fruit-laden trees? My father planted them for me to enjoy, and now I'm planting these for my children." When David realized the consequences of his selfishness and pride, he confessed his sin to God and was forgiven. Then he realized that because much had been given to him, much would be required of him. God promised David that his son would build the temple. David responded by providing the materials and men needed to do the job. Because of this preparation, his dream and desire to see a temple of God erected in Jerusalem came true. Consequently, his life demonstrates the principle, "It is more blessed to give than to get." Keep this principle in mind as you read through 1 Chronicles. And if you want further help in studying the Bible, visit my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, or email me, ludgoltz@outlook.com.